Friday, 15th of March, 2024. Maybe today. I have nothing certain to write to my Lord concerning him. Therefore, I have brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. Acts 25:26. Festus just noted to Agrippa that he had found nothing deserving of death in Paul. But more, because of the situation, Paul had appealed to Caesar. Therefore, Festus decided to send him. However, there is a problem with this, which he now explains with the words, "I have nothing certain to write to my Lord concerning him." It was obvious there were no valid charges against Paul from the perspective of Roman law. He may have offended the Jews, but that was not something that concerned Rome in the slightest. However, having appealed to Caesar, he could not be denied his right to a trial there. Imagine someone offending his employer at the local grocery store. That is a matter for the store to determine whether he should be fired or not. However, the store manager calls his friend, the mayor, and says he wants the guy arrested. The mayor calls them both in, finds out that this is a business matter where he has no jurisdiction, and says, "Are you willing to go back to the store for a trial?" This won't do. The accused knows that the other employees promised to beat him to death if they got hold of him, and so he appeals to the governor, which is his right in this particular country. What is the mayor going to tell the governor? There are no legal charges against the guy, and yet he now falls under the protection of the state. This is like what has happened to Paul. As such, Festus says, "Therefore, I have brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa." With nothing certain to write in a necessary report to the court of Caesar, Festus saw an opportunity to use Agrippa as a way of alleviating the box he had gotten himself into. And the arrival of Agrippa made the calling of all of the others a valid reason to attend. In other words, the pronoun "you" is plural. In essence, it says, "before you all." But the attention is especially on Agrippa. Festus is making an open explanation to the entire court, seemingly in hopes of having not just Agrippa, but also anyone else who could provide input to do so. Festus then says this would be so that after the examination has taken place, I may have something to write. Here, the word translated as examination is a noun found only in this verse. Anacresis. It means a judicial examination or a preliminary inquiry. This is the purpose that Festus has for the king and witnesses to listen and consider what has taken place. Concerning the term "my lord," curio, when speaking of Nero in the first clause, Vincent's Word Studies gives Luke an A+. He says it is, quote, "an instance of Luke's accuracy. The title lord was refused by the first two emperors, Augustus and Tiberius. The empress who followed accepted it. In the time of Domitian, it was a recognized title. Antoninus Pius was the first who put it on his coins." End quote. Life application. Luke's meticulous documenting of even simple terms like "my lord" shows his devotion to accuracy in what he has recorded. But this should not be surprising. If the Spirit has inspired his writings, then they will be exactly what God wants in his word. It is certain that what is penned will be accurate in what the words convey. It is true that there are many difficult verses and passages in Scripture. Things seem to be wrong, misworded, ill-placed, and so forth. But with careful study, we find that these things are not so. Rather, through such study, we find a perfection of thought and harmony of transmission that brings the entire Bible into a cohesive and amazingly constructed testimony to what God is doing in redemptive history, all centering on the person and work of Jesus Christ. When we see this, it will solidify, not weaken, our faith in what is penned there. Don't be afraid to spend the necessary time checking things out, and don't be afraid to question the text as if it would mean somehow you are lacking faith that this is truly the Word of God. Rather, question it all the more stringently. Each time you find an answer to your question, you'll be bolstered in your faith that it is what it claims to be. God is anticipating spiritual strength in his people. That comes through care, contemplation, testing and proving. So be about it. In this, he will be well pleased and you will be more firmly set in your faith. Lord God, how wonderful it is to check out your word and find that what we questioned has been validated through careful study. We are then strengthened in our faith, and we can have a greater resolve in the matters of faith that your word proclaims. When we are grounded in your word, we will be grounded in the subject of your word, our Lord Jesus. With this, nothing will pull us away from our devotion to you. Amen.
But I have nothing definite to write the emperor about him. So I have brought him before all of you, especially you, King Agrippa. I hope that you can question him and give me something to write. Acts 25, verse 26.